Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Live streaming provided by Alpha Geek Radio and Alpha Geek Video. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn more.
Finally, Friday is being brought to you this week by the fine Major Spoilers VIPs from all over the world. You can become one of the cool kids. You can support this show and everything we do at Major Spoilers by pointing your browser to members.majorspoilers.com and signing up today. Well, hello, everyone. It is another Friday, and we're in June, and the year is quickly running out. I can't believe how quickly the year has passed us by so far this year. But we're at the first weekend of June. Hello, everybody. Hello to everybody who has schools out for the kids, says Olin. Schools are out, so the kids have been home all day. I have to go to work early tonight. Yay for no sleep. This is not the No Sleep Podcast. This is finally Friday, and we're so glad that you are here with us this week. And what better way to start off this show than to talk about some news? Let's start this week with some Doc Savage talk. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is now the Man of Bronze for the upcoming Shane Black movie. The actor made the announcement via his Instagram feed on Monday, confirming a rumor that had been circulating for a couple of years. Now, this is a big block of text that he put up on his Instagram feed, but I want to point out one quote that Dwayne Johnson posted up there. He says, quote, "Here's the number one reason I'm excited to become Doc Savage. He's an effing hilarious weirdo. Confidently yet innocently, he has zero social graces whatsoever due to his upbringing, so every interaction he has with someone is direct, odd, often uncomfortable, and amazingly hilarious. After speaking for hours with Shane Black, I can see why the creator of Superman took only the best parts of Doc Savage, leaving the weirdo parts behind. But to us, it's that weirdo part that makes Clark Doc Savage dope. Can't wait to sink my teeth into this one-of-a-kind character." Not to editorialize too much, but the weirdo part, I hope Johnson isn't planning on turning Doc Savage into a comedy when he says weirdo. Though Shane Black's movies often have a real interesting sense of humor to them, so I could see some humor being thrown in there. And yes, there are some funny moments in Doc Savage's books if you are fans of the pulp classic hero. But on the plus side, in a recent interview, Black did say if and when Doc Savage was made that he wanted to be true to the source material. So here's hoping. On the gaming news front, if you're planning a game night far in advance, you might want to pencil in WizKids Assault of the Giants. Now, the Dungeons & Dragons board game uses giant-sized miniatures that WizKids produces so you and up to six players can battle to rule the land of the giants. WizKids describes the game as the Assault of Giants is a new Dungeons & Dragons board game designed by Andrew Parks. Assault of the Giants challenges players to command one of six types of giants and claim the right to rule over all giant kind. Command giants and assault settlements to score points and secure important resources, including food, treasure, ore, and runes. Doesn't say anything about princesses or singing harps or killing Jack. But Assault of the Giants is set to arrive in the spring of 2017. I've been listening to Neil Gaiman's American Gods in audiobook form during my daily walks, and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. I'm reading it, or I guess listening to it. I call it reading. partly because I need to read some Neil Gaiman books, but also I want to have some foundation when the television series debuts on the Starz network sometime in the future, I'm guessing 2017. Now, we already know that Ian McShane is playing Mr. Wednesday, which is probably a good choice as you can get, and now I can't stop hearing his voice in my head as he charms and lies his way across the country. Ricky Whittle plays Shadow Moon, the ex-con hired by Mr. Wednesday to be his bodyguard. Pablo Schreiber will play Mad Sweeney, and the list of talented actors goes on. And today, we learned that Gillian Anderson will play Media, the mouthpiece for the new gods. Now, as described by Starz in the press release they sent us, Media lives off attention and worship that people give to screens, to their laptops, their TVs, to their iPhones in their hands while they watch their TVs. Ever the perky spokesman and always in control, she spins stories in whatever direction best suits her. I think this is a great casting choice, and quite honestly, I can't wait to see Anderson in this role, especially when she asks Shadow that one shocking question about Lucille Ball. Yeah, I can't wait to see the 10-episode series when it arrives what I expect it to be in 2017. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your look at the news. Some of the stories this week. Of course, you can always head over to MajorSpoilers.com and catch up on all the stories that that we share over there. And hello, everyone that's showing up in the chat room. It looks like we have Jarmo and Olin, and we have Nate Olson is back again this week. Nate had a birthday recently. Happy birthday, Nate. It's time for you to share your thoughts on everything that's going on. You can do it one of two ways. You can reach out to me on Skype at Steven_Schleicher. If you're in the YouTube chat room, you can see it up there at the top. Or you can give me a call at 785-727-1939. Phone lines are open right now. And we can talk about these stories that I've already discussed or any other story that is on your mind this week. I mentioned I've been doing a lot of walking, and I took a look at the soles of my shoes today. Posted it up on Instagram. Soles are kind of getting sparse, at least on both of the shoes. There is a huge patch that is no tread at all. Someone said today, nope, still plenty of walking to go on those shoes until you wear a hole in them. That is fine, which I probably will. I don't think I'm ready for shoes quite yet. These have lasted this long, but I have a feeling by the end of May, I'll have put on probably almost 200 more miles onto these shoes. So I'm going to bet that they will be out of tread and have a full hole in them by then. What do you think? I don't know. Share your thoughts. 785-727-1939. That is the Major Spoilers hotline, or on Skype at Steven_Schleicher. And then, of course, if you are in the chat, you can also share your thoughts there as well. Let's see. Do we know when the next VIP Gold Chat is? Oh, that's a good question that you asked that. It is not this weekend. It looks like the next VIP Live Gold Chat will be on June 11th, next weekend, next Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. So if you're a VIP Gold member, that's when you can come in. We've got a special chat. We try to get as many of the Major Spoilers peoples around to talk with you. And we love having all of our gold VIPs there. That's a little perk for you. And you guys can ask us anything. You can also find out some behind-the-scenes stuff of things that we're planning on doing or thinking of doing. And we get a lot of feedback from everyone there. So do sign up to become a Major Spoilers VIP. And that does remind me, whoever said that, that's Olin. I wanted to share this with you. This was a tweet that came out today. From Chris, he says, I was wary to join the Major Spoilers VIP program as I only listened to two podcasts. Now that I have, it was totally worth it. Hashtag critical hit, hashtag vegan. I don't know if he's saying that he's glad that we're vegan on Critical Hit, although we're really not, or if that's the other podcast he listens to, or if he's just proclaiming his love of being a vegan. But he shared that today on Twitter, and I wanted to share it with you in case you were thinking about jumping on board. Chris certainly did it, and maybe you should think about it as well. So thank you, Chris, for becoming. I think he became a Gold VIP member as well. So maybe we will see him next week in the Gold VIP chat. Olin says, yay, I'm tired of missing it. Hopefully you're not missing the announcements about it, because what happens is usually a couple of days ahead of time, I will send out an email to all of the Gold VIP members, because when you sign up at members.majorspoilers.com, when you sign up, whether you become a Bronze, Silver, or Gold member, you're automatically subscribed to a mailing list, and the mailing list is specific dependent upon your level. And then when it comes time for the Gold VIP chat, I will send out an email to all of the Gold VIP members and say, hey, this weekend, 1 o'clock p.m., join me and whoever else is on board, and we will talk with you. So I tend to send those out a couple of days ahead of time, like Wednesday, maybe Thursday. If you are not on one of those VIP mailing lists, reach out to me and I'll double check and make sure why you are not on there. We do have a regular mailing list that you also might want to check out is over at majorspoilers.com. I forgot to send one out this week, but you can join. There's the link right there. Join the Major Spoilers email list. This is a general email list that I've been building. And basically what I'm doing once a week right now is I'm sending out a Major Spoilers staff pick that just kind of gives you a quick rundown of everything that we're recommending for the week. And ideally, when I do it right, you get that email before the post goes live on the Major Spoilers website. So if it's Wednesday morning, you're looking for something to buy at the comic book store, you can quickly look at this email. And it's just in list form. It doesn't have why everyone's recommending it. It just says, hey, here are the books we're recommending this week, so that you can either print it out or put it on your cell phone or however you're reading your books, your emails, and you can go check it out at your local comic book store. In addition, a lot of business talk today. In addition to joining the Major Spoilers email list, which, again, we don't want to flood your email box. We're not selling your email list to some list group, anything like that. I would never do that because I quite frankly think that it's deplorable. It's just like the reason why I don't like putting big, giant pop-up ads on the website that, you know, I don't like to put obtrusive ads on the website at all, because I know when you come to read a story about, I don't know what the heck's going on the website today, who will fall in the crisis, Civil War, I'm sorry, not Civil War II, when we see a teaser like Who Will Fall, I want you to see the information. I don't want you to get to that page and then suddenly a giant ad pops up that completely covers the story that you're interested in and annoys you and irritates you and drives you away. I don't want to do that. There are too many websites out there right now who are doing that. Likewise, I don't want to put ads on the site that have autoplay video and audio. I've told students when I was teaching, I would tell students for years, literally a decade, or actually more than a decade, almost 15 years. For over 15 years, I've told them, I told them, do not put autoplay audio or video on your website, because that is a way to drive traffic away from your site. And yet, I go to CNN, I go to other comic book websites that are out there, and what happens? Pop-up video and audio and ads all over the place, and I don't want to do that. And I don't want to flood your email box, and that's why I'm saying if you sign up for the Major Spoilers email list, we're not going to flood your email box. We're not going to sell your email to some list service, and we're only going to send you some quality content. So click on that. Join the Major Spoilers email list, and in addition to that, I will send you for free a Major Spoilers bonus tracks of Star Wars, where a bunch of us sit down and we provide a commentary track to Star Wars A New Hope. So you can sit down and play it, play the audio file, play the movie, and you can hear us make comments live as they happen. So it's kind of a riff tracks kind of thing, although it's not quite riff tracks because, you know, we don't want to get sued. Hi, who's this on the phone lines today?
Hi, it's Jarmo.
Hey, Jarmo, what's going on? Hey, you never responded to my Twitter that I sent to you earlier this week.
Oh, what was that about?
I was talking about on Munchkinland this week. I was talking about the Munchkin Monster Box. And I'm pretty sure that you replied and said, hey, I have a big box that holds a whole bunch more cards.
Oh, was the German guy. I'm sorry.
No.
First name.
No. That's okay. I thought it was you.
I commented on his reply tweet.
Ah, okay.
Later, okay. But I think you thought it was me. But
okay,
but
I think it probably it was you.
It was actually him.
Yes, that person never got back to me because I was trying to find it. He had like a suitcase, not a real suitcase, but a suitcase to store all of his Munchkin cards, and I wanted to find out what that was.
Yes, I saw the picture. It looked really really nice.
Yeah. So what's on your mind? Did you get moved? Did you find a new apartment?
I'm applying to new apartment at the moment. I think I should get a new one pretty soon.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Nothing much. I thought I could comment a little bit about the DC Rebirth.
Okay, excellent. Tell me what your thoughts are on Rebirth, because a number of us here at Major Spoilers are very excited about it.
Yes, I read the special, the 90 page or something like that, the big one. And I really liked it. I think it's much like the return back to kind of like late 80s or something like that.
It feels very much like that, yeah. Especially with the return of some characters. And it's been a couple of weeks, so people don't already know that Wally West is back. Both Blue Beetles are back. Flashpoint Superman is back. If they don't know those things by now, well, sorry, I just spoiled it for you. But they're back, and it does feel very like a return to the 80s.
Yes, and mid-80s is the point when I actually got into comics, and it's kind of the thing I remember fondly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a fun time. Was there anything that you didn't like about Rebirth?
It's too early to say, really.
Okay. And it is the first issue, right? I mean, and we're talking specifically the Rebirth single issue. And really this week we only had two Rebirth tie-in issues, and that was the Batman issue and the Superman issue. Next week, a whole bunch more roll out. So yes. We'll see more then.
Yes, and really it's really early to tell, and I would say that so far what I've been seeing, it looks really promising.
Good. I think it does too.
Oh, and about that earlier comment you showed on it was Twitter, I think, about the person who subscribed a few days ago or something like that. It's pretty much same experience that I had. I'm from Finland, and we are notoriously kind of shy and antisocial to the fault, I would say. And I don't trust easy to people I don't know, especially on the internet, because you know how it's like. And
yeah, I totally understand that, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we were around for 6 years, I want to say, before we started really saying, hey, please support us, you know, support what we do so we can pay people and keep servers running and everything. Because prior to that, everything was basically coming out of my paycheck that I was using at university. So I would get that would go to paying server costs and employee costs and those kinds of things. And so then we were like, hey, maybe more people can help us out through the VIP program. So hopefully there was some trust built up that way, but I still understand people don't like making transactions online and those kinds of things.
Yes, and it was never about money for me. It was more about the trust and sharing my personal information. And,
right.
And to a lot of things, it was about sharing my genuine experiences and opinions on much of the things online. And pretty soon, when I started first listening about, I think the first podcast from you was the Critical Hit, because I was searching about hearing more like D&D and actual role-playing experiences and stuff like that. But pretty much after that, I found that you do pop culture and comic stuff too, and things like that. But it didn't take long when I realized that it came through even from the microphone and just like that. You, each and every one of you, felt like a really genuine person, and it was easier to me to take the decision when I really felt like these guys, they are generally good guys.
Yeah, generally we are good guys. I would agree with you that generally we are good guys. Now, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect, I don't think.
Of course, no,
but,
nobody's perfect.
But you're right. I do believe, and that's one of the things that we always kind of push, is the fact that every review on the site, every comment that we respond to, articles that we share, and if we say that we're genuinely enthused about something, or if we say that this is terrible and we hate this, or I hate this, or whatever, that's coming from a place of honesty. And that's one of the things that both publishers and creators have told us over the years, is that's kind of what they like about our site, is that we're honest. We don't candy coat things, and that, you know, if this is how we feel, that's, you know, we're not trying to butter up or suck up to a publisher or creator.
Yes. Honesty is the...
Whoops. Whoops, whoops, whoops. Oh, you know what I did. Hold on. Call right back. Let's go back to Jarmo. No, where'd he go? Oh, no. I think we lost him. No. Sorry about that. What were you saying?
Oh, wait a second. I thought it was me.
No. You're fine. I forgot to turn off answer automatically on Skype, so somebody else called in and bumped you off.
That's all right. Yeah, where was it?
Oh, you were talking about honesty on the site.
Yes, and... yes. That's the one thing about reviews. Mm-hmm. And stuff about, everyone should remember that we are talking about huge corporations and their products,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day.
Right.
And that's kind of a thing that everyone should keep in mind when mm-hmm. reading reviews in the internet in right. many places.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for being convinced to become a VIP. And I wish we could convince more people to become VIPs, because I know that even if we had 75% of just critical hit listeners becoming VIPs, we would have a tremendous amount of funds coming in that we could grow even more. I mean, if you think about what we've done since I quit my job to do this full time, we've added, I think, 3 new shows, something like that. We've got Wayne's Comics Podcast, which I think was added right about the same time that I quit my full-time job.
I know this, and I have to say it was an incredibly brave decision.
Yeah. We've got this show, Finally Friday. And then for our VIP members, we added in the Flashback Podcast, where Matthew and I sit down and we discuss the week's episodes. So we've got that going as well. So we're adding that. We've added more video onto our site. We've just been able to do a lot more. And I know if we could increase that VIP membership. And for those of you who were in last month's Gold VIP chat, I've kind of talked about some things that we're contemplating to help increase that. Hopefully that will be rolling out very soon. So, you know, the more people that can spread the word like you or like Chris did on Twitter today, that's always helpful. So thank you, man.
No problem. It's my pleasure, really.
Anything else?
Nothing much. I just thought to share my thoughts about the rebirth and
okay.
that tweet you showed earlier that just caught my attention. And I thought...
Oh, I think he just Skyped out. Sorry about that. Let's go to another phone call. Hi, who's this? Hello? Oh, you know what I think happened. What do I need to do to this? Hold on, because this is a Skype has screwed up issue, and I think I can do it. How do I do this? This has happened a couple of times, right? This happened with Ashley, and you guys may be able to hear, but I cannot hear. How did I do this the last time? Do I need to reboot this part? I may have to. Let me reboot this. You may lose my audio. Let me see. Maybe I can do this. Will that fix it? So that's going out. So that's good. Let us do a test call. See if we can hear Skype.
Hello.
Welcome to
Skype call
again.
Testing so service. After the beep, please record
All right,
a
message. So whoever called, let me see if I can call them. I will call your phone directly, person who's now I've hung up on twice, and see if we can have a conversation. It's ringing. It's ringing. Ringing.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the Great Nate O?
It is.
Hey, man. Sorry to hang up on you twice, man.
It's okay.
What's on your mind?
Nothing. It's been a while since I called in. It's been crazy, hectic, psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a year older, but I did get to go to the Fountain of Youth, so that kind of helped.
Hey, and that is there in Florida, close by you. Where is that in Florida? Is that in...
That's in St. Augustine.
Ah, St. Augustine,
so it's about
okay.
It's about a four-hour trip straight north.
Oh, okay. All right. So how was your vacation? I mean, how was your birthday? You took your kids to Disney World?
Oh, yeah, we tortured them, and we basically let them go out. Well, my son... long story short, my son was pushing an AV cart. Someone ran over his foot with it.
Oh, no.
And he was in a boot. So, yeah, he's fine now. He's walking around with the boot and doing all kinds of crazy stuff with it. But they got in a wheelchair, so the family that we went up, their kids
mm-hmm.
and our kids just went off to have cotton weed, just drank around the world, and then basically embarrassed them on the bus on the way home. So.
Dr. Brad Will is actually going down to Disney World, I think this week is when he leaves, this weekend, something like that. So he's going down for like a week with some kids from the high school. They're going down there to sing or do something with the Disney music performers. So he's going to be down your neck of the way in the next 10 days, something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had something there. I want to say not America. It was in Disney Springs, which used to be downtown Disney.
Oh, okay.
Or
Main Street,
right.
USA
so,
area.
Yeah, they had a little stage area, and they were doing, they had a whole bunch of kids and stuff singing there when we were there a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
There must be some type of rotation or something that they're doing.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, they were raising money and taking the kids down and doing all sorts of stuff, and it's like, he and another parent sponsor are going down. And so he and his wife and another parent couple are going down. And I was really surprised about this. Apparently, they hired a security guard, to make sure the kids stay in their rooms at night. So there's no goofy business going on, which I was like, wow, in my day, it would have been, you know, if we were going to a state track meet or something like that, the coach would have just said, stay in your rooms by this time, or he'd come around and knock, or if you did go on a trip with parent chaperones, you know, they'd always be up all night double checking to make sure kids were in the room. But nope, they're like, now we're just hiring a security guard to take care of all this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we went to Epcot, and and of course that one bar has been there for a few years now, but that was the Adventures bar was probably the coolest one.
Oh,
with
yeah.
all the little talking things on the wall.
Yeah, you're talking. Oh my gosh, you're talking about back when it was Pleasure Island,
Pleasure Island. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which holy man, there was a bar there which is not there anymore. I've talked about this on Twitter as it was one of my favorite places to go when I worked down there. I worked down there during the summer of 90, I want to say. So it was a long time ago. But there's this place called the Adventurers Club. And it was decked out like a 1920s, 1930s, you know, like an old Adventurers Club. And they'd had all this ornamentation from all over the world. And you could go into this one room and there would be masks that would talk to you, and you'd go in for a show, and they had a live... they had a live radio room, and they had a player piano that you could shout out songs, and the player piano, there would be, of course, nobody up there. It'd be a ghost player, and the piano would start playing for you. And there were, it was such an incredible place, but Paradise Island, did not make a lot of money. And so they shut it down. And oh my goodness, the Adventurers Club was a treat. Three stories of bar and fun and everything. I miss that dearly.
Yeah, that, I remember going in there quite a few times.
Yeah,
as a young lad, having
well, I was a young
know,
lad
a,
too.
A soda.
Yes, soda. I was a young lad too. I think I was barely 21 at the time, because I went to work on the college program that they have, and they still do this.
It was
a blast, and I was one of that year that I went was the first time my university had ever been included in that, and I was one of three students that were part of that university program. And then when I came back, and this is kind of weird, but I came back and I was sitting at the football stands one day, and a girl that I kind of knew through a friend, she was wearing a Mickey Mouse poncho. And I was like, Diana, you know, where'd you get that Mickey Mouse poncho? She's like, I worked there all summer. And come to find out, she didn't go through the college program, but she was working on Main Street USA in one of the, I think, the Emporium for the whole summer, just as a student worker, or just as a part-time worker. So we got to know each other very well because we shared the Disney experience. So I always wanted to. So, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You say what you want to say. This is show all about you guys.
Well, thank you. So I know you're like a big Lego guy, I think. Did you know that they're doing, and I don't know if this is new or whatever, but have you seen the Lego VIP thing?
Yeah, that's been around for a long time. It's a Lego VIP over at the shop.com that you can sign up for. You automatically, if you go through their store and you sign up to become, or just purchase through the store, you can become a VIP. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is every purchase you make, you get these credits, and you can build those credits up to huge amounts. And I say this because many of you remember that I built that giant shield helicarrier, and it was like $500 or something when that came out. I got it for like less than $100 because of all the credits that I had saved up. So, yes, the VIP program is a good program to be part of.
Yeah, so the cool thing is, and there's this whole passport thing now that they're doing.
Oh, okay.
So they encourage you, and basically, like, I got a, like, it says a passport, has a little Lego brick on it, mm-hmm. and basically it's a passport where you can go to different Lego stores and get stamps.
Oh, cool.
Like passport stamps.
Yeah.
And then once you then they also have specialized events where they have little mini builds and you get little stamps for that. And it's just like a whole little program thing to get people, I guess, to come to their stores and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But there's this huge, I mean, I didn't realize how, and I don't know if it's something new or what they've been doing, but they have like tons and tons of stuff that's going on. They have the different events and minifig swaps and all kinds of craziness going on.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of neat because they have the Lego store there at the Disney mm-hmm. place. So I went in and bought, what did I buy? I don't know. I bought the little
racers.
I like the Mighty Micro things. Mm-hmm. Like I think I got a Flash and
Captain Cold.
And I think I bought something for Lego Dimensions or something that I never saw before.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. I tend to, because I earn credits all the time, I tend to try to go through the Lego store every time I need to make a purchase, just so I can build up those credits and plus every month. And I don't know if this is just for anybody or if you have to be a VIP member, but depending on the month, they always throw in something free if you have an order over $75. And like, I think it was last month or 2 months ago, you could get a Mr. Freeze figure from the classic Batman 66 series if you spent $75 that month, which was one of the only figures that wasn't included in the giant Batman 66 set. So, of course, I had to spend $75 to get that. But so, yes, I am a Lego fan. I enjoy putting the Legos together, and I enjoy doing them, the Lego videos on our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video, which is where you're watching this, etc. But my youngest son is a complete Lego maniac, to the point where a couple of weeks ago, I finally broke down and put a big table in his bedroom and a bench so he could just sit there and build. And there are many nights where he comes home from daycare, eats dinner, and then goes right into his room and starts building stuff. And like every 20 minutes or so, he'll come out and show us something new that he's built or whatever. He's to the point where he actually pops the arms off of the minifigures, which I don't like to do, but he'll pop the arms off and reconfigure things and come up with these really cool minifigures that he's come up out of his mind that he's just crazy about. So we're definitely going to take him up to the Lego store in Kansas City, which is down on the plaza, because they have those bins of build your own figures. And we're just going to let him go wild.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, that's cool. Thanks for sharing that. I like that passport idea.
Yeah. It was really neat. They're like, oh, here's your passport. I'm like, what the heck is this? I look at it. Then of course, you go online and I registered everything. And then I like was reading into this. Now, the closest one to me is like Sawgrass Mills, which is about 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
The actual Lego store. But we may go down there once or twice just to do, you know, the little stupid stuff. But I think it was really neat that they're trying to get people to come into the stores mm-hmm. to start doing stuff versus, you know, just buying stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
That's good.
Yeah, and...
But everything else has been going good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Then, actually, I started watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. I got through the first season and really liked it until the end of the first season when that one thing happened. And then I started into the second season, and things were just kind of confusing to me. And I was just like, ah, there's too many people to keep track of. And so I just kind of lost interest in it.
Yeah, I got the part of my subscription with here. So I got the HBO Go thing, and mm-hmm. I've been hearing everyone talk about it. And then, of course, you know, Ashley and Jason done a couple of Geek History lessons on that.
Mm-hmm. And
I know
also,
they do the review, but they've done a couple of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, they also do a weekly review of the episodes. That's something they just started. So, yeah. But, yeah, so that got you back into Game of Thrones. Are you liking it?
I'm like 3 or 4 episodes in. It's interesting. I mean, it almost feels like your typical, you know, hierarchy, mm-hmm. royalty type thingamajiggy in medieval times.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, it gets real interesting. There's something at the end of the first season that happens that for me, when I watched it, I was like, oh no, this can't happen. And then I was like, what's going to happen next? And so then I stuck around for I think I made it through about midway of the second season, and I was happy with it. So I think you'll get a kick out of it when it gets to the end of that first season.
That's cool. And then the only other thing is I haven't seen anything or heard anything, but have you thought any more about doing that, the Patreon thing?
Yeah, that is something that I had mentioned a little bit ago when I said stuff that we had talked about with our gold members. I will have more on that in the future. So yeah, we'll just let it hang there for now.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm just trying to nail some things down, and I want to get some feedback from a couple of people first. But it's basically ready to go. I just have to
cool.
I just have to push a button and say go. So I'm just waiting for some feedback on people.
Good. Well, that's pretty much it. Well,
okay.
Happy hurricane season. We are in hurricane season.
Yeah, be safe.
So everyone be safe out there.
Yeah.
Make sure you have plenty of water and perishable goods for at least 10 days.
Do you have a backup generator?
No, not here.
Mm.
But I'm able to purchase cases of water at extremely discount with, you know, the company I work for.
Yeah.
So.
Dasani.
Ooh, no, not Dasani.
Are they the
Aquafina?
Oh, Aquafina. That's it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you're able to do that. Well, stay safe, and hope your son foot heals real soon.
Yeah, he's almost done. I think he's got a doctor's appointment Monday or something, but it'll be fine.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for calling in, Nate.
Thanks, Stephen. Bye.
Bye. Ah, so good to have people call in. Yes, would love to have more VIPs, and as Nate indicated, we may be looking at Patreon, not because of Patreon is a better model or anything like that, but for some other specific reasons that I'll talk about later. But rest assured that whether we do Patreon or not, you can still, right now, because we don't have anything with Patreon yet, go over to members.majorspoilers.com, and when you go over there, like I said when I was talking with Jarmo, you do get access to a bunch of other stuff. I wrote an article this week about the heat wave of 1936. You may be saying, what does this have anything to do with comic books and pop culture? Trust me, in about 6 months, when you've read all the articles and you see everything that pops up, it'll become crystal clear to you. You also, as I mentioned, get the flashback podcast that Matthew and I do, as well as some bonus material, art, and a bunch of other stuff, all by becoming a Major Spoilers VIP. And yeah, so there you go. Go check it out. And we certainly appreciate everyone's support. Fabian, what is going on with you this week?
I heard you talk about me the way you're in the car.
So what's the deal with your Munchkin box that you have?
Yeah, it seems to be a purely German product. It's a licensed product from the German publisher Pegasus Spiele.
Okay.
So
something
Pegasus
play.
Games.
Isn't Spiele?
Yeah,
yeah. Something
yeah.
play. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Pegasus Games.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then they have the license from Steve Jackson, and they're putting out about every third Munchkin right now, I think. So I try to buy, I always buy the German ones to mm-hmm. potentially have friends to play with.
Right.
And in about 2012, I think, I bought this Sammlerkoffer. So it's the collector's suitcase
or whatever.
So, yeah, I don't remember how much it cost back then. I had the big luck to get it ordered at my workplace, so I didn't have to wander far.
Mm-hmm. Well, this looks great because it's like, I love the organization of this. I love that there's not wasted space in this thing. And you said you can fit more than 17 Munchkin games, half of them expansions, into the box, which is more than double what you can get in the Munchkin Monster box right now. And yeah. I was like, oh, where is this? Why can I not get a hold of this? That's why I was like, where did you get this? Because that would certainly take up the... I ended up having to buy a couple of extra boxes. But this is probably not a product I can get a hold of easily.
No, it was limited edition back then. Mm. And I think they announced it like 2010. So I waited a long time to get my hands on one.
Yeah, that is really cool.
A friend of mine had a wooden box, mm-hmm. like about a quarter of the size, and I always thought it was neat, but it didn't fit that much. And it took me those 4 years to get it filled up with Munchkin games. So,
and you probably don't even have all of the games yet, do you, or do you?
No, I have none of the vanilla Munchkin.
Ah, okay.
I don't like it that much, mm-hmm. but I'm a big fan of all the crazy stuff. So I totally love the Super Munchkin.
Yeah.
And
have we? No, I guess we haven't released it yet. Maybe we have. We did the Marvel Munchkin with the Super Munchkin game mixed together. So maybe that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
I'm really looking forward to it. I hope whoever plays Wolverine gets the Wolverine power.
I don't know. They don't let you play specific characters. I don't remember if there's an adamantium claws hand slot item. But what you do in the Marvel Munchkin game is you play a shield agent, and then you're building up your powers with, you know, all the Marvel stuffs or with the superhero stuff. So, yeah.
There's a Super Munchkin card that gives you, I think, +2 per hand. Mm-hmm. And it's basically the Wolverine power card. And if you get cards to give you multiple hands, it's really powerful.
Yeah, it can be. The way we played with the Super Munchkin, things did power up and play quite a bit differently, which everybody seemed to really get a kick out of. But you will have to listen to that in the future. Here is a picture, for those of you who are watching. Here's a picture of the Munchkin box with all of the sets that I was able to get in there, plus a couple of expansions and some minor games like the Munchkin Christmas Light. I was able to get all those in. I was lamenting that there, and if you listen to the Munchkin Land podcast this week, I lamented that there's actually a lot of wasted space in the box that could be used to store maybe another 1,000 cards. And so there's this company. They don't have it for Munchkin yet, but many of you may know this company called Broken Token. They make these essentially laser-cut wood products that you can use for your different games. And they have organizers specifically for a variety of different games out there. And the other game that we picked up over the weekend was Machikoru, which is a fun game. I don't know if you've played this, Fabian. But it is an incredibly fun game.
I need to take that from work home. I'm home from work. We have it in the store, but I didn't buy it yet.
I heard people talk about it. I was at a game store, our local game store, a couple of months ago, and this guy just slides up next to me. It's like I didn't even know he was there. And I turn around, and there's this bearded guy staring at me. He goes, are you Steven from Munchkin Land? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, have you ever played Machikoru? And I was like, no. He goes, it's a real fun game. And I was like, okay. And then the guy behind the counter said something to me. I turned around to talk to him, and then I turned back to the other guy who's gone. But then Brad Will had said that he thought it was a really fun game as well. And so while we were up in the city at this game store called Tabletop Games, I was like, let me just buy it. It's not very expensive. I'm sure it's something that my oldest son, Mason, and I can play. And we went back to the hotel room and we played like four games and we were like, oh, this is so much fun. And Mason said, this is my now my favorite game of all time. And so we went back and got the two expansions. Problem is, as that game expands, that box is also not not conducive to being to storing things easily. So I ended up buying from the Broken Token people the box organizer for Machikuru as well as Legendary, because my Legendary box is completely packed. So I'm going to test these things out and see how good they are. Some people like them, some people don't, but I'll let you guys know on the Broken Token stuff. So, but thank you for calling in and clarifying what was going on with your Munchkin box.
I've seen some of their stuff at Nerdtacular.
Yeah.
There was a one awesome player, maybe it was Matthew Bach.
Probably.
Who, Bach, yeah. Who,
I haven't seen him lately. I don't know why he's not been around lately. I need to send him an email.
Maybe it was his Legendary with all the these Broken Token stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's something like that for my Elder Sign games.
Oh, yes. They also make it for the Elder Sign, too, which I definitely need to do because Eldritch Horror, that box is just crazy beyond belief right now.
There's always a long wait for the translation for the expansion. Mm-hmm. So I just got the second expansion. I think it would be something like not Doors to Arkham, but Gates to Arkham.
Oh, right.
And I just got to pick that up like a month ago, and I think it's a great expansion. It changes the game drastically.
Yeah, a lot of people, I guess here, and I don't know what it's like with your experience, but everybody that I talk to about Arkham Horror just really don't like Arkham Horror, I guess because of the how hard it is, how much time it takes to set up to play. But then they really, really love Eldritch Horror. And in my experience, Eldritch Horror, you probably lose more times than you win, and it also takes forever to set up. So I don't know why people don't like Arkham Horror that much.
I didn't have a chance.
Elder Sign. Either. Yeah.
Elder Sign is the dice game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gates of... There it is. Is the dice game version of it, mm-hmm. and I think it's easier to get into.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'll convince these guys. We will be playing Eldritch Horror at some point, hopefully before the end of the year, on the Munchkin Land show.
Cool. So I'm going to pick up Machikoru after my move.
Okay.
And I think a question that I could give you.
Okay.
Ask, however, when you have new space. I know you have the basement for yourself for all the podcasting stuff,
right.
But I have to integrate some kind of studio nook into my apartment. What is the basic stuff to have in a room to soundproof it a little
okay.
bit?
You know, all right, so...
You know, my PC is hell of a loud.
Well, one thing that you can do is start by cleaning out your computer and making sure that it's dust-free, because oftentimes when it builds up dust, it heats up and then the fan starts blowing a lot more. And if you remember like a year ago when we were on the old iMac to do this show, oftentimes you could hear the fan and the processor speed up on the iMac because we were running it like 102%. But now since I've moved over to this Mac Pro, it's whisper quiet. You never hear any noise coming from that. But as far as room noise, and this is what you can see behind me on the wall, I have gone and gotten just some acoustical panels, some soundproofing foam that I use to coat the wall. And it does cut down a little bit on the noise. I haven't done the entire room because the entire room doesn't need it, because The acoustical tile is there to knock down reflections and vibrations from your voice. So if you've got a hard flat wall with no decorations or anything on it, or if you've got pictures on it, you'll get a lot of reflection off that wall, and that will cause echo into your space. This is not soundproofing. It's not going to keep noise from outside from coming in, but it does help knock down a lot of the reverb in a particular room. So that's one thing that you can do. And you'll probably need more of these than you think. You probably ought to measure very closely. The one thing that I can say about these acoustical tiles is you don't have to go all the way down to the floor. In fact, here you can see right there in the corner of the shot, you can see where my acoustical tile ends. It ends about, I don't want to say, maybe a foot and a half from the bottom of the floor. But it goes all the way up to the ceiling and then wraps around here in front of me all the way onto the second wall. So I've got two walls covered with it. And I think that it's knocked down considerably on a lot of the echo that's in this room. The next thing that you can do, if you don't want to do this, because these do get kind of expensive, this is $57 and free shipping, but that's from the U.S. store. And I would say don't use any kind of spray adhesive. I just went and got some double-sided tape, and it hangs just fine with that. The other thing that you might want to consider, and this is a lot cheaper, is to get some moving blankets. And moving blankets are great if you've ever gone and, well, as you may move, you will be able to throw these blankets over your furniture so you don't scratch it. But these things are great for soundproofing. And you can just hang one or two of these up around you, and you could even just hang one up on the time that you're recording a show. And that will knock down on noise dramatically. In fact, years and years and years ago, I was doing a video for the state of Kansas for their emergency preparedness unit before they became the Homeland Security Department. So this was tells you how far back it was. But they wanted me to come to Topeka to record a voiceover of this guy that they had hired. And so I had seen the room that they were doing it in. It was basically a giant conference room with a giant hard table in front of them. And so I just went and rented from my local rental store, the U-Haul place. I got like three of these moving blankets and just hung them around the guy on three sides while he was recording. And it knocked all the noise out of the room, and the audio became perfect. Now you can get these moving blankets. Now this is a 12 pack for $100 here. But you can go, and I know you don't have you probably don't have a Home Depot where you live, but if you have a hardware store like a Home Depot or like a Lowe's in your area, more than likely they will sell these for about, I think, $5-$10 a piece. And so that is a real inexpensive way to treat your room. The final thing is, if you have furniture that is plush, you know, like a plush sofa, or if you have big throw pillows or something like that, if those are around the room and are breaking up the space, that will also cut down on reflection and reverb considerably. So I would say don't record in a completely bare room, but you want to have something that's going to break up the noise.
Yeah. I can go look at my new apartment on Monday, mm-hmm. so I can plan the room, I guess. My move is next week.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm moving next week, next Friday and Saturday. So until then, I kind of want to have the place planned mm-hmm. out.
Yeah, so you don't know what space you have for this? Are you using a spare bedroom, or what are you going to use?
I was considering maybe using a quarter of the living room,
okay.
maybe making a game space mm-hmm. that can be used as the podcast recording place.
Okay,
there's no extra room
sure.
per se.
Okay, so I guess the main thing would be try to prevent large areas of hard flat surfaces, and that will help yeah. you out tremendously. So. I know some people have like a little walk-in closet or even an extra wide closet that they will actually go into their closet and record in there with their clothes because it knocks down on the noise. And I've had people that have kind of really nice walk-in closets that they actually just go in there and sit and record their show in there because it knocks down the noise considerably. So that's another option if it's just you. If you're doing multiple people, then it, you know, it gets a little bit more complex to have everybody crowd into the closet.
Yeah, the show I do is via Skype, so.
Yeah, so you could do it in the closet.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they don't have to, I mean, unless it's a video show where people are looking at your face, there, you're never going to know. And I've had people who literally sit in their bedroom and pull the blanket up over them and record under a blanket. But that's the same as these moving blankets that you could just hang up. But yeah, just avoid large areas of hard, flat spaces, and I think you'll be fine.
I look into those
because
blankets.
To be honest, whatever you sound great right now. So if you're calling from home right now, I hear no echo. It sounds fine. And I think you're sounding good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is the old place and not the new one.
Well, look around and see what you got going on. And if you're in the living room there or the main living space, my guess is that you have a couch and some other stuff that's helping to break up all that noise.
Yeah, right now the monitor is between the microphone and the computer, so that breaks it up a little bit. And there's what do you call these? There's the
part
of the
pop filter. Yeah.
No. Yeah, sure, this one. But I want to say there's. The wall right in front of me is not straight up, but it's
slanted.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe that's a good thing right now.
Yeah, that's really helping you. So if you can kind of emulate that at your new space, then go for it. But, you know, worst case scenario, go into your closet or throw a blanket over your head.
I'll do that. All right. So thank you very much.
All right.
And see you. Hope yeah.
In probably two
I
weeks, right?
For the gold chat, I won't be there. But thank you again for everything you do.
Thank you, Fabian. You have a great week, man. Good luck with your move.
Thank you.
All right, bye. That's so great. Let's see. I'm going through those. Those were the kind of generic guys with a bit of Lapland. Oh, they're talking about different dialects over there. So, all right. You know what? I think we're about out of time this week. It blew by very quickly. Thank you, everybody, for calling in this week. I certainly appreciate it. And it's so much fun to hear from you and talk with you. I mean, that's why this show's all about, because I want to have you share your thoughts on the week, whether it be something about pop culture, just what's going on in your life, or just some generic topic whatsoever, like podcasting. I think we had fun, and I cannot believe we've been doing this for 2 years now. Yeah, 2 years. And it's been a lot of fun every step of the way, and I can't wait to do this another 5 or 6 years. And hopefully by then we will have even more VIPs. And speaking of VIPs, as we leave, as always, going to update this in about a month. Here's a list of some of our current VIPs that help make this show possible. Have a great week, everyone, and we will talk with you next Friday.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.